Om Shanti. Om Shanti, everyone. Powerful yoga is always one of the most favorite topics of Brahmin, no matter how long we've been in Gyan. And today, our dear and sweet Santosh Didi will share with us a very interesting topic, the secrets of powerful yoga. And Sister Santosh has been in Gyan for more than 40 years. She is the director of the Brahma Kumaris Center in St. Petersburg in Russia. She is also the joint regional coordinator of Brahma Kumaris services in Russia, CIS, and Baltic region. And hearty welcome to Sister Santosh. And please take the most benefit to yourself from this class. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. How are you? Who are you? How are you? Instant response. Good. And who are you? Started thinking. As if I have to become aware of a big list. Whether I am this or I am this. My one true original identity is that I am a pure being of light. I am a soul. This is truth about me, permanent truth. But the moment we are offered to think about who am I, we have a big list, which is very different from this original identity. Yes, I am 10 years old Brahma Kumari. So is this real identity, true identity? Yes? Is it false that I am Brahma Kumari? This is true. I am Brahma Kumari, but this is my identity based on my present occupation in the confluence age. And true identity is even higher than that. So this is like a transport, this identity. I am Brahma Kumari, 10 years old in knowledge, and I am Centravasi or I am server. This is like a vehicle to reach to that identity, final identity, to become stable in that. You cannot live in vehicle whole life. You use vehicle. So whatever we are doing in confluence age is just a mean to make us stabilize in our true identity. So who am I? Instantly, thought comes, I am a pure being of light. I am a soul, peaceful soul. So am I someone or something? See, such a basic question, but we think there are different replies to that, so we start thinking, am I someone or I am something? Microphone is someone or something? So quickly, you know, reply about microphone and about your own self. Taking so long. I'm subject or I'm object? I'm subject because I say, I am doing. I want to eat this. I don't want to eat this. I'm able to exercise my will, choice. And object has no sense of any kind of choice and no will, no power to exercise that child. Simple? Right? Okay. So what about when I say throughout the day, I'm not so happy because that one and that one said to me like this. So I'm subject or I'm object. I spoiled my mood because that one spoke certain such things to which I cannot agree. So, subject means master. I choose to be what I want to be. I want to remain happy. I want to remain in supersensuous joy. I am master. This is what is called Swaman, self-identity, knowing myself and accepting myself as master. But when I choose to declare, or I declare, well, I spoiled my mood because of this one. She said such things. So can anyone do anything to me? If anyone can do anything to me, who am I? Subject or object? So object. So okay, we will make a particular category of objects in our family, in our center, in our classroom. So these are sensitive, fragile objects. Please don't touch. Touch with care. Handle with care. When you transport some luggage, you request the authorities, those who are responsible to register your luggage, please write over this fragile and give a certificate that you won't break it in between. Yeah? Is it possible? Has Baba given any such kind of knowledge to us that all souls are variety? So some souls are object, some souls are subject. Is that variety? Is variety or deformity? We are all unique souls, special souls, but our truth about ourselves, myself, is one universal truth about all souls is we are pure being of light, souls, eternal, thinking being, conscient being. And it means I can always choose to feel the way I want. If I want to feel good, powerful, I can do that. And I have to do that. And if I say I need someone to make me feel good, I am subject or object. Because it's like a toy, which is a good toy, but you have to fill the air by blowing air in, and then it looks like a real toy. So I am thinking being, conscient being. So this is the first secret which Baba has whispered in our ears. Secret is something which is not apparent, which is there, but not visible at first glance and not apparent for most of the eyes. You have to find out, you have to discover, you have to understand. So the first thing Baba has whispered in our ears, without our any effort being done by us, children, you are eternal souls. You are universal, you are powerful, you are conscient beings of light, eternal, no beginning, no end. So if I was never made. Can I have a complaint that, oh, I am like that. You don't know what's problem with me. I am like that. It's my fortune. So please don't behave like this to me. Can I complain? If I was never made, am I subject or object? Object is made. And subject, that is I, as a being, always existed. And this is what is remembered even on the path of worshipping as Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Satyam Shivam Sundaram means truth, beautiful, true, beautiful and benevolent. That is, what is permanent, what is forever is beautiful. You cannot make it much better or more beautiful. You cannot bring it from the stage of harmful to benevolent. It is benevolent. So Shiva is the title of Godfather, but Baba says, you, my children, also are Master Shiva. Benevolent in your original nature. So this secret, I am child of Shiv Baba. No matter where I am at this moment on the earth, but I am child of God from the original land of peace, from home of souls. This is the biggest secret. And the foundation for Raj Yoga, for forging my connection with God. Because only on this basis I can transform all limitations which I have consciously created around myself. Limitations which are making me overweight. I am a being of light, and what is my weight? How many kilograms soul weigh? Milligrams? How many? Soul is weightless, massless. But all these false and temporary identities which I hold in my mind, seeing them as true experiences of my life, they have increased the weight of soul. That when we sit in meditation, how to connect to Baba? I can't fly high. What has happened to you? You are a flying bird. So therefore Baba gives us wings, gives us back wings of knowledge and yoga. So this is foremost, first aspect. So I have to ask myself very honestly, have I accepted this truth about myself, which God has uttered in my ears? Have I accepted it at the level of mind, that is in my feelings? Do I feel like a soul, the being of light? Have I accepted it at the level of intellect, that I make my decisions and I analyze the situations, understanding and accepting that I am a soul? Have I understood and accepted that I am a soul and I feel it, accept it at the level of my personality, traits, that is sanskars, or still I continue to repeat the word, or because I have been born to a family where parents were not so caring, so I'm from the very childhood I am sensitive. Nobody loved me. So here also nobody loves me. Everyone just gives correction and instructions. What does it say? I have understood it. Maybe I have experienced it to some extent at the level of thought. Maybe I take some decisions remembering that I am soul, being of light, I am not women, so I don't try to put on so many things on the body to make it attractive personality, because I have understood I am shining star. I am already a star. Okay, but at the level of personality, at the level of sanskars, I keep this truth which has been opened to me by my sight, and I use my previous experiences which I have accumulated in this birth. Never ever anybody cared about me, so I just feel myself alone. I want to experience God's love. Please leave me in silence. I would better go to that pyramid, to the point of light, Baba's room. I don't want to be in the collective meditation. I don't have, you see, all these problems. So yoga, when something unites, gets connected to something. But in this case, someone is going to connect to someone. When milk and sugar are to be mixed, in that case, neither sugar nor milk have any kind of objection, because both are object. As much as sugar you want to mix in the milk, or as much as milk you take and add just 1 teaspoon of sugar, both silent, no complaint. But in case of the conscient being, soul, I want to experience connection with God, because I know that this is what I have lost, the experience of love, peace and power. But first of all, I have to be in this original stage of truth. Yeah? So, 100% we are agree on this, that we are subjects, that is, we are masters, not this body, not object. It's, I cannot say that this one did that to me. Can we say? Hello? We can't say, but we say. Our letters to Baba, our letters to senior, all complaints. Please help me. This one is like that. That one is like that. Simple thing. Nobody is doing anything to me. They are doing something, but that something is not doing anything to me. This is subject. This is being subject. Master. Yeah. If I am too much interested, if I show a lot of interest in everything which others are doing, I take every word of them, and I, with great happiness, I put them in my ears. They cannot put in my ears. They can put in the air. From air to ear, this is my act. That one's book, cosmos, the space, is for everyone. Everyone can speak anything. Can you cut space for them? Yes? Please don't speak anything. So this space between this ear and their mouth is their space too. They can speak anything. It is human right. Whole cosmos belongs to everyone. Okay? But when you choose to connect your antenna, which was supposed to be connected to God, you shift your antenna's connection to their words. And then these words enter your ear and then make you object of misery, miserable object. Deform your structure of peace and happiness. Default. So who did to whom something? That one did to me something, or I did something to me? Simple thing. I let that one. In fact, this also is tricky thought. I let that one. That one has no connection at all. I did it. This realization means to be able to see myself as a complete master. Because even this thought, this 1% consciousness of that, I let that one, so it means still we are connected some way. No. No one's doing is connected to me. Everyone is doing their own karma. It's I choose to connect myself. So this sacred secret about myself becomes the basis for bringing the soul close to God's qualities. Because ultimately, we all souls have to return to God's home, to our home, our original space. And now if we connect our mind to that space, we can do that, we do that. But that is a very little experience of the space of light. But going all together there and being there is the right of every soul on the earth. So before we go to our original home, here we come close to the qualities of God. The difference between souls and God is in, not in quality, but in magnitude, quantity. If we are being of peace, God is ocean of peace. If we are being of love, God is ocean of love. And in order to experience ocean of love, and experiencing that is what is named as powerful yoga. Because love is the greatest power. And that too, love of ever pure Almighty Father. Because this is permanent love. This love has no phases. It does not change with time. It does not see waxes or wanes, but constant love. So here, to make that experience of love constant, Baba whispers another secret in our ears. And what is that secret? Although you are master, although you are creator, you create thoughts, but at the same time, now listen carefully, at the same time, you are object, not in the sense object means table and chair, but you are able to attain objective position of your own creativity, but in terms to your own creativity. What kind of thought I am creating? I am creator, but I take objective position and observe my thought. Okay, I am not object, but I take, this is Sakshi Drashta, witness, Sakshi, in front of my eyes, that is eye of intellect, I put this thought in front of my own eyes. So by explaining us about this ability of ours, Baba lets us experience the limitless power of, which we have, limitless potential of enhancement. That if I can create one thought, I can create this thought having the length of, which reaches to Paramdham. How many kilometers? How many miles? Light rays have this much speed. And my thought, even faster than light, speed of my thought, even faster than light, because light is physical creation, it's a physical phenomenon, and I am metaphysical. So I can make my thought reach to Baba, but in that thought there has to be the power of relationship. Because Shiv Baba is not Brahma. Shiv Baba is not even subtle light. Shiv Baba is spiritual father, being, personality. On the path of worshipping, Brahma is considered as God. God is considered as a big whole space of light. So light is thinking of some abstract light, is thinking of some abstract light. No, it does not work that way. So enhancement of thought means thought gets. the costume of relationship. My creation, my ability to create thought, this my feeling gets the costume of relationship, the light aura of relationship. That is, I am child, not just light. And he is perfect light, not just that, Father. My Father. My real Father. My Father. And my Father is Almighty, most benevolent. He introduces himself to me. My name is Shiva. He does it through corporeal being. By using the corporeal medium, he reveals this secret to me. I am benevolent. So this much power is in this just one thought. Once I put a costume on this thought, the costume of being child. And his awareness of God as Father. And that too, benevolent Father. So remembrance, yad or yoga, it can be, it is sometime remembrance of Baba's virtues. Tremendous amount of virtues. Baba, you are ocean of love. Baba, you are ocean of peace. That is also remembrance. I not just appreciate, but I cherish experiencing that ocean near and dear to me. And then remembrance of relationship with him. He is my Father. He is Father, this is fine, he is Father. Okay, there are thousands of Father on this earth. But he is my Father. And my Father then shares another wonderful, excellent secret to me. That now this is the time when you have lost this light which I have. You have become a very dim, not so shining star. And what is the star if there is no shining in that, no glitter in that? So now I want you again to have all your rays of these virtues repaired. Be with me in the workshop. Don't run away. Give me your car, because I cannot be without car. Soul in this corporeal world is with car. So surrender to me. So this is third secret. In order to be with him for a long time, I need to be like him. Otherwise, no match. Then I get bored because he's too high, too beautiful, too powerful. I enjoy more with the souls like me. Again, then I complain, no yoga. So yoga will be there. If you now, once you have found him, you would go into the direction of becoming a match. A good match. for God. Shakti with Shiva is match in the memorial on the path of bhakti. So this relationship of surrendering means allowing Baba to make me whatever way he knows that this soul can come back to its most healthy, the original stage. Without creating even a pinch of, even a little bite of sound, not even a little bite of sound. Oh, Baba, so painful. I can't tolerate this. No, no, no. Surrender. It's workshop. And if I am used to see surrender as submission of the kind of like losing the power of my own life or losing some percentage of independence, then it is my mistake. Because by making me surrender, he's making me stop wandering, looking for solutions which I have already tried 2500 years in different births. I will be just repeating that blind race in search of love and happiness. Yes, getting it? So therefore, Baba uses a wonderful word, even if he says surrender to me, but at the same time he gives me the title Swarajya Adhikari. Swarajya Adhikari, sovereign of self. So how can I have doubt over this instruction of surrendering to him when he is saying me that I am self-sovereign soul, I am self-regulator, the one who has to manage the self, the life, time, energy, resources, everything, but after you have surrendered it to me. Now, you are self-sovereign. Surrender to me. And the moment I surrender to him, he says, now you are master. Use it. But use it according to my instructions. So the most important part of self-sovereignty is self-control. Self-control is observed or given importance in the form of rituals in almost all belief systems by the name of fasting. Yeah? Fasting on 15th day of month, first day of month, fasting in the Muslim tradition, Roza, 1 month you don't have to eat this, 1 month you have to live without lust, 1 month you have to follow this. Fasting, restrictions, control. But what I have to control in me? So that means all my experiences which become the basis of my negative behavior, which then comes in front of my mind in the form of negative thoughts, negative experiences, it comes back to me, that is what is to be controlled. Because this is in me. Whatever I have acquired, I have come to Baba with that. Hate, dislike, jealousy, comparison, desire to get everything little more than others. I have more than millions, but there is one who has more than me. So now I cannot sleep. Because even that one, what has, cannot allow me to sleep. So these are all acquired experiences which do not allow me to sit in the company of ever pure Father. I am child, but I feel very uncomfortable with my own father because he is so pure. He is so clean. And my experiences, all experiences which I accumulated, they are giving foul smell. They are full of rubbish. Coming from here, coming from here. So control, that is, I have to keep them merged. I don't have to allow them now anymore to come out and again become a part of my karmic account. Or again, deeper my these traits. So self-control is possible only for the person who is engaged in the process of self-observation. And self-observation is what Baba says, Shubha Chintan, Chintan, contemplation. Because self is inside, not outside. So chintan is always connected to something which is happening inside. What is happening outside, that is chinta, worry. I am worried about that this chair is broken. I am worried about that person is doing that thing. That is chinta. Thinking a lot about everything outside, this is worry. And chintan, shubh chintan, thinking about the self. And to think what? What I am supposed to be, what Baba wants from me, why I came here. Did I come on my own? Did anyone know that they will be here? They will become Brahmins? Did anyone know that beforehand? No. So, it's my destiny. I am a unique soul. So why I waste time in the old behavior patterns? So observation that today, from the morning till Amrit Vela, this behavior of mine, which was behavior of spoiled mood, negative feelings, or being sensitive to set the comments of some person. Such kind of things came in my behavior since morning. And how I am able to observe that? When I am focused on the self. When I have the knowledge that whatever is happening to me or whatever experience I am having at this time, I am responsible for that. I am subject. This is light. So when light of knowledge comes, then second thing is use might. Since I know this, so I observe that I did a mistake. This is might. Only a powerful soul can observe I did a mistake. Knowledgeful soul cannot see I did a mistake. Knowledge and power. Because if power is not there, I am object. I think that one did that. So self-observation was not successful. Yes, this happened to me. That I think. But I did that to me. I don't think like that. Interesting? I did to that to me. Is it interesting? It is frustrating. I observe that I am really doing a mess with my own mind since morning. No. I don't want that. So self-observation. Swarajya, rule over the self, means self-observation, self-control, self-regulation. And in between self-control and regulation, then comes the real step, which is implementing what Baba is telling, Shrimat. Using Shrimat, not my own dictates. Not Manmat, not Parmat. So this is called instructing the self. Listen. 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 You are not going to do this anymore. You are not going to worry about whether anyone defames you, you think that one is defaming you or criticizing you or speaking the things which you are sure that you have not done. Listen. Baba has told, focus on me, time is very less and I have become so congested. Pond of love. My father, ocean of love. And I am pond of love. Even not pond of love, but like a small, what is called that? That, you know, spoon of love. And then can a spoon reveal ocean? Spoon can remind of ocean? River can, and river has no boundaries, river has no limitation, river is moving, always changing, always means never becoming rigid about my self-identity. I am permanent creation. But now, at this moment, I do not know how I was. And Baba has given one word to that, your perfect stage. And now how big potential is in that perfect stage, I don't know. But Baba has shown, Mama Baba, Lakshmi Narayan, absolute full, complete, accomplished. So there is such so big margin for that. Hanji? Listening? Can a spoon reveal ocean? So it means instruction to the self is that I am not going to react in this way. Although I am experiencing this inside, but I am not going to react outside like this. So this is called power to pack. Power to merge. Like a tortoise is shown, something happens, tortoise withdraws all limbs inside. And therefore here, Baba has given a beautiful understanding that make your timetable. Because if we do uncontrolled number of activities, unmonitored, we establish unmonitored relationship, naturally the number of variety of experiences which we will be accumulating, we will have to manage with them inside. We will have to merge these. They will all disturb in yoga. So here is this third secret which we started, surrender. I put myself on the rail of drama. According to drama, whom I meet, who come in front of me, I interact. I don't run for making my Instagram friends or Twitter friends or followers or this or that. Everything will happen as per need and drama. I have to keep Baba with me as companion, and my companion is quite global. He is global father. So definitely whole globe will be connected to my father, and from this globe, with whomsoever he wants to make me connected, it's up to him. I am looking with love at my Baba. So this attraction to connectivity becomes like a cheating, tricky net, internet. The soul which is internal, inside, gets caught in net. Net of connectivity. And then accumulates from every interaction and relationship some or another kind of rubbish. But my suitcase size, intellect has limit. So I cannot put or squeeze all this everyday, daily basis experiences in that, and they all disturb me in yoga. So what happens during yoga is not yoga, but what I do throughout the day to remember my true identity, to remember my relationship with Baba, and to surrender myself will dictate the quality of my yoga in yoga time. Om Shanti. Any question? Yeah.
धाम तुम्हें जाना है अब अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है। शिव पिता को अब याद करो।
Shanti, thank you so much for making it so easy and motivating us to inspire, to inculcate this. But one obstacle that I find is that Baba is ocean of love, but when I read his Murli, he comes across as very strict, in the sense that, you know, father is normally very strict. So not able to take instructions. And how do I reconcile this obstacle?
So, if I'm going to put milk in a utensil with lemon squeezed beforehand, with lemon juice in it, what I'm going to get? Yeah? Milk or something else? So, we have, before coming to Baba, have already created a big amount of, big size of experiences which make me feel this is me. And this is how I feel comfortable. When I do this, I am allowed to get up at this time. I am allowed to speak in this way. I feel good. This is how I have now become before coming to Baba. No problem. But at least now, this much I have understood, that this is not my true form. This is deformation, deformed self. The original self was comfortable in all situations, was happy in all situations. But I can look at me and see, with this self, I am sometime comfortable, sometime not comfortable, sometime happy, sometime not happy. So therefore, anyway, repair has to be done. So Baba has taken the responsibility to repair, so I have to allow Baba and accept this truth about myself, that I am not this. So then I, as if take new ear from Baba, because I am listening with the old ear. Ear of accumulated body conscious experiences. So which is making the instructions of God sound strict. This is old ear. So Baba not only gives knowledge, but gives ear. Baba not only gives insight, but Baba gives eyesight also. Eye also, third eye also. And with this third eye, Baba looks very beautiful. And with this third ear, Baba sounds very lovely. You have become monkey. Yes, Baba. It's not Baba sounds so strict. Baba says we are monkey. No, it sounds so lovely. But Baba's ears, understand? So therefore, to be able to listen Murli is exercising part of my right. It is my birthright to become a Brahmin, to be able to get Murli in internet, on live, in the printed form. But to allow Baba, this should not be the word. This is a live relationship. And surrender is important. If I have understood once for all that this is God, please give yourself time to think if I am finding fault in God's method of working also, then who else is going to be perfect for me? So at least allow yourself to have this assessment and accept God is perfect, so His ways and means to make me perfect also are perfect. Okay? Although they seem to be strict at this moment, but what is the problem? Many things you have to put right in this order sometime, in this way. Right? But once I listen with new ear, and what is that new ear? The costume of relationship. My father. If someone was abused even in this relationship of father, and that experience of self now is not allowing to have that much percentage of faith in God also, so there is medicine for that too. And the medicine is, again, this first secret, that my permanent and true father is one. This was my own karma. This father who abused me in my physical life, my mother, my wife, my husband, my boss, who misbehaved with me, that was my karma. Otherwise, fathers are good. And the sample is this father. This I myself created. This portrait was my own creation. So then I come out from this influence of abuse. Because abuse or curse is not a permanent phenomenon. This I allow. So this is something which I allow to happen in my life. But Baba's grace is over me now. So no need to waste time. I have to just stay merged in this ocean of love in whatever way the love comes. If He pulls my ears. Thank you for your love. If he hugs me, thank you for your love. Whatever way he wants to love me, let him love me. Because he has found his secular child after 5,000 years. Why I have any objection? But again, because I do not easily let go of thought that I am 50 years old. I am a big person. I am child. God's child. And what is the age of soul? Yes? 50-year-old people, raise hand. 60-year, raise hand. Spark of light. Fresh child. Fresh. Yes, current never goes old. Tube light has life. This tube light was placed 10 years ago. But what is the age of current in it? Current. So I'm current. I'm lovely, little twinkle, twinkle, little star. Then it will happen. Okay? Any other question?
Om Shanti. Yes. What can we do considering control other than stopping? Because when we control and when we see that we didn't stop it, then we feel bad. How can we control? Do you know what I mean? Because control is stopping only.
Yeah.
And if we can't stop it, how can we manage? Not to feel bad.
Got you. Again, the same thing. Control is inhibition, restriction, or stopping. This is how we used to think because we were made to think like that. In the body, heart is controlling how much blood and which quality blood to be sent to brain and to be sent to legs. And this control is not bad. Yes? Heart regulates, heart controls how much blood should go in which artery. And that blood pressure is fixed. And if it varies, it means person is sick. So we have, made ourselves convinced that anything which I stop or forcibly, I say no to that, I will break someday. Baba also says the same thing. Child, don't do daman. Daman means force. But make your mind aman, peaceful. Aman and daman, these are two different things, different kinds of behavior. Yeah, suppress. Daman means suppress, stop. And aman means sublimate, elevate, purify. So control, when you put something, you put dough which you make from flour, water, oil, salt, sugar, you put dough in oven and you control the temperature for 60 minutes. So control is with the purpose. Inhibition is not the purpose. But control is done for the purpose of getting a sweet cake. When you will think like this, I am going to control so that to get sweet cake, then will it look like stopping the self? Because if you don't control yourself, and you open the door of oven, You are not going to get sweet cake, you are going to get a messy dough, which you will throw ultimately. So, again, I have to, from time to time, wash away the feeling which I used to get associate with this word control as my past experience, and give this fresh exposure, which Baba says, control with the purpose, for this purpose, this goal, to achieve this goal. And it will not be all the time. 2500 years, no one is going to control us. No one is going to request us to do any Amrit Vela, to eat this, not to eat this. It's just now, for little time. And what a doctor does with the patient? Control. Otherwise he will not give medicine. He will say, I am giving you medicine and you are allowing yourself to do all sorts of things. How will you get well? So, that control of diet for the patient is to make him healthy. Okay? So let's have few moments of lovely remembrance. Very happily, powerfully, and never forget these secrets which Baba keeps revising every day for us. Ek geet chalaye.